going on, Radio. I am Timbo, man. I'm here joining my brother Dre, partner in crime, Three Letterman. What's good, man? You, Dre? You?
What's cracking? I'm talking to your boy, man. Shit, I can't call him, my G. You already know what it is, man. We back in the fucking building, man. What do, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a crazy interview coming up here, man. Pat Stay, 3-time defending champion of the King of the Dot Crown. Going to be on the show, man. It's going to be looking good.
Yes,
so
sir.
We talked a little bit before about who we think should be next, Dre, for that title shot. You know, 3 people have tried and failed. Who should be next for that title shot?
All right, here's a question I gotta propose. Does it gotta be somebody from Canada? Does it gotta be somebody who's on King of the Dot on a regular basis and shit? Or can it be somebody like a Big K? Illmatic can do out there a couple of times. I wouldn't mind seeing him battle Dumbfounded. That's just me. I don't know, bro. I don't know. The only names that come to me right now is shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with the Big K and Illmatic. I mean, as far as putting in work and doing all that.
I think Illmatic, you know what's on some G shit, though, Timbo? I think Illmatic deserved that spot. Just I fucks with Big K heavy, but I think Illmatic deserved that on the strength of that nigga been here for a long time and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing my man Illmatic get that shot, get that look, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Illmatic done battle all kind of ill niggas, man. Like, niggas, if you look at Illmatic's resume, son, he's battled official niggas, man.
Yes. And clearly, Dre, clearly won on most of those battles. Yeah. I mean, he battled.
And you know what's funny? We talked about Big K and Illmatic, and both of them niggas had one of the best battles of what, 2013?
Yep, 2013. Yeah. Mm. Crazy battle, by the way. I would, you know what? I agree. I wouldn't be mad at Illmatic at all. But Big K, man, I just think Big K versus Pat Stay would be a crazy.
Yeah, I feel you, my G. I feel you. Deadass, I feel you, my G. I feel you. That would be fucking, yo, Pat. This man, yo, my, he gotta know if he battled a nigga like Big K. Like, Big K coming to play, son. Big K is coming. Yep. He's trying to win. Mm-hmm. I say other niggas that battle Pat Stay ain't gonna come to win. And I've said it numerous times, and I say to Pat when he come on, yo, I expect a little more from Sharon, man. We gotta holler at Sharon too, B. I gotta be mad at Matt to tell Sharon how I feel, man. I don't wanna be one of them niggas that I'ma say this on PSA and don't say this when I speak to the nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll tab it. You know what it is? I can't wait when that battle drops, Tibbo, so I can dissect that shit one more time, bro. Because I know when I was watching that shit on those Ustream, I was like, Sharon, come on, B. I've been vouching for you, my dude. Come on, man.
I agree. I was expecting way more. You know what, Dre? It's like we said before. By the way, the guest is going to be calling up in about 5 minutes. It's like I said before when we watched this battle. It was something like, it's not that Sharon wasn't Sharon. It's just the Sharon, his shit, it's different up against a Pat Stay. Like, it kind of like bounces off, kind of. You know what I'm saying? It's like a kind of Superman bullet.
But Timbo, this is the same person that people that say, "Oh, Sharon can't beat Shotgun Sugar because he's fighting a big bully and shit." You know what I mean? It's gonna look the shit he's gonna say to Shotgun Sugar gonna look kind of corny, and I didn't think it looked corny against Sugar at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was the one saying, "Yo, Sugar, we going on bars and shit," and that's what I was just going on. I knew Pat was going to try to style on him. I knew that already. We knew that shit going into the battle. Pat going to try to flex on him, style on him. Sharon had him ready for that shit. I mean, yeah, Sharon yelled, "Look at me when I'm talking to you." But that shit ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool, my nigga.
It didn't hit, Dre. Nothing had the same feel. You know why, man? I mean, Pat was up there, bro. There's very few people, Dre, that are as comfortable as Pat Stay is on that King of the Dot stage. On that stage, did you, the swag that Pat had, I mean, what he was doing up there. It's just, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. That's just something that Pat has, and it's tough, man.
I think you can beat it. It's got to be the right motherfucker up there with him, bro. It got to be the right cat up there with him and shit. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see
Pat stay in Calico. I can't wait to see that fucking battle.
You're right. I can't wait to see that. Pat stay Big K to me is two people that have extremely great stage presence, crowd control, and, you know how to get the crowd in it and are very versatile. So I would have to say Pat Stay Big K for me would be the next title match that I could see, that I would have. I mean,
and I totally agree with you. I'm fucking with that, son. If that shit can go down and Organic and those cats can make that shit happen, bro, I'm all in. Sign me up.
Damn, that would be a great one, Dre. Man,
you know what I mean?
I'd love to see that battle right there. Yep.
Sign me up for that shit, bro. For real.
And Ilmac. I'm trying to think of like the Ilmac style against Pat Stay. On that stage.
No, we gotta press Pat about Big K, man. Fuck that. We're gonna set that shit off, Timbo. You set it off. We're gonna set that shit off about Big K, man. We gotta Pat, we trying to see against Big K, bro. Like seriously, man.
Agree. Damn. Big K over Ilmac, I feel. I think Pat Stay is
first. Yeah,
I see what you're saying,
but I think
about
King
Ilmac,
of the Dot.
I mean,
I think King of the Dot would rather see King of the Dot would want to see Ilmac and Pat Stay go at it though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I think, but you know.
Damn.
Pat and fucking Big K though, bro. Yeah, I'm down for that shit, son. I'm trying to. You know what I mean? I'm fucking with that.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the whole Hollahan situation and Organic not letting him on stage. That's still out there. You know what I mean? And
I don't got a problem with that, though.
I don't have a problem with it either, Dre. I'm not going to lie. I think Organic
was trying to protect the you know, I don't know.
Here's the thing. Pat Stay was on a recent interview. Shout out to BattleRap.com, actually. Chris, everybody out there. He was on interview with BattleRap.com after the event or after the battle and said, look, if he would have came on stage, that battle would have ended. Like, I would have snuffed, you know, not saying that he would have snuffed somebody, but he was like, the battle would have ended. I would not let that go down. There's no way you're going to do that to me.
Nah, but Hollahan can't be acting like that, man. Come on, Hollahan. You the homie and all, my G, but you can't be acting like that, man. Come on, it's just words, my dude.
Yeah.
Words, man.
And it's like,
all that,
you know,
other
you're going to switch
fighting
your sides.
Yo, bro, this fighting and battle rap got to knock it the fuck off, man. I know it's cool.
Yeah.
We do media and it's something good for us to talk about. And we, you know what I'm saying? But all these fights going on, I'm hearing, it's out there already, ARP. Everybody, niggas asking me, did I hear about that shit? Timbo, let's be real. I told you, I texted you, I'm like, yo, I heard about ARP and Queenslip, and you and I ain't ever talk about it. Because I ain't want to be that dude to be like, yo, I'm just setting up a room. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to have our show built off just talking crazy shit. I ain't even want to address that shit until they addressed this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all this fighting and battle rap shit is real wild corny to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whack.
Damn. It is whack. I was super surprised at that Queenslip and ARP shit, man. Just crazy surprised, bro.
I was and I wasn't. I was because, okay, we'll sit here and say ARP don't really give up that vibe. Like, he's trying to be a super tough guy. Yeah, he's a tall brother. You know what I'm saying? He got size on him. You know, but he don't try to act like a bully guy. He's soft-spoken kind of dude.
He is.
Queenslip is the homie, but he talk a lot of shit. And sometimes I can rub niggas the wrong way and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know I do know what transpired because I'm going to keep it real. I did reach out to ARP today. I spoke to him about 2 hours ago, in fact, once I heard niggas talk, asking me about that shit. And I reached out to him. We're going to try to work something out for him to come give his side of what happened. But I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? That's not the real reason why I want to talk to ARP for 20-some-odd minutes about beefing and shit. I don't want to do that. But,
you know,
it is what it is, my dude.
Yep, I agree. I didn't think it was something like a huge scrap, you know what I mean, over the blogs, but, I mean, the shit gets real, I guess, you know?
Mm.
And it's something different when you approach that person. That's crazy. That is crazy. But
this is what it is, man. We're speaking to ARP numerous times.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans say that he takes shots at URL on the low. I do agree with that. I can't say act like he be talking about other leagues. To me, he's talking about URL and shit, because he can't be talking about King of the Dot, because he be going to their events.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
You don't go to URL events. So it's always been some type of riff. And we spoken to Beasley before. You know how Beasley was doing his funny laugh and shit.
So
we
talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, we already know that niggas are not on the same page, and you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Niggas fighting over battle rap. That shit is real wild dumb to me.
Yeah. It's corny, bro. Ooh. It's corny. Super corny. Thank God that didn't happen, though. You know, Organic was the one to step up and say, nah, you're not getting on stage. You're not doing this. You're not, you know. He's not going to put the event at stake for someone to get on stage, you know, talking about Hollahan now. So, you know, Organic did what he had to do.
You got to put your foot down sometime as a league owner, my dude.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. There's a battle announcement, Dre. I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to see what you have to say about it really quick. Ty Law versus Bill Collector on URL.
Well,
what do you think?
Wax on, wax off. I mean, I've said numerous times to me, Ty Law sounds like a Bill Collector just with better bars and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, I fucks with Bill Collector, B. I'm going to keep it real, yo. I actually fucks with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bill Collector and Clean Paper, I fucking love that battle, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No more. I would lean towards Bill Collector now.
Mm-hmm.
I would lean towards Bill Collector 2-1, you know?
Over Ty Law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. After that URL, after the UFF shit, it's like Tyler went on a dry spell. And we asked B-Magic himself when he battled Tyler. He's like, man, he got to get his weight up, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he did. It seemed like he battled and then went away. You know, and
like he's lost
in the shuffle. Magic was like, yo, I would have given him the shot, but he lost and he disappeared. What do you want me to do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
In this battle, I got Bill Collector, man. Bill Collector, like you said, bro, I'm a fan, too. I'm a fan of Bill. I think he got bars. He is some of the greatest cypher verses, man, that I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, the URL ciphers and things like that. So I would have Bill Collector over Tyler. Are you excited to see this? They're saying it's in a small room. Small room.
Am I excited?
Yeah.
No, I'm not excited. Hollow the Don voice, but when the shit come out, I will watch it. I don't think I'm excited, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then again, a lot of battles, you're going to be excited, and the shit end up being a fucking good-ass battle. So you never know. You're rolling the dice, you know?
Hey, Chilla Jones, JC.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody expecting that to be a good-ass battle.
Man. That's one, man. That's why it was so great. By the way, congrats to that battle finally hitting a million not too long ago.
Damn, finally did?
2 years, right? 2 years. Summer Madness 2. It took barely to hit a million, bro. Barely.
Bro, I don't watch that shit like 30 times, bro.
Oh, me too. Who won that, Dre?
You know what I mean?
Who won? Who won that battle?
Listen, I still got you know, years passed by, and I still got JC winning that shit. You know what I mean?
You had JC winning?
But yeah, JC winning, though. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, Chiller, I can't get mad at nobody who got Chiller Jones winning that shit.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's a debatable battle. It's a debatable battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Yo, I will say this, though. But I was watching Lux and Hollow the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch that shit again, Jimbo, man. I know I haven't said Hollow numerous times. Yeah, bro. I hate to do this, man. I hate being that guy, yo. But damn, I watch that shit every day. I'm like, yo, is it me or Lux shit? Yo, especially the second and third round beat. I was really listening. I don't know, man.
Dre's really that guy. Dre will make me go watch this fucking battle again just because.
Yeah, but I kind of. Let me ask you a question. Is there any battles that you watch throughout the years and you're like, yo, I had such and such winning, and then you go back to watch it and shit, and you kind of have like a funny, you know, like a feeling like, yo, was I bugging, yo?
Yeah. Is there a battle that I watch that gives me that? Man, what battle does give me that?
That you like, damn, bro. I had this guy winning, but now I'm watching this shit a third, fifth, 100th time. I'm like, why am I feeling this nigga's bars now when I wasn't feeling it before? What the fuck was going on?
You know what? I can't lie. I go back and forth sometimes on Ill versus Rex.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do. There's one that I do watch that makes me go back and forth. Another one is QP and QP, man. I go back and forth on that. Sometimes I'll like Clan shit. Sometimes I'll like QP shit. You know what I mean?
That's Hitman and Cortez, too, you know, bro. For me, Hitman and Cortez, too.
You can go either way on that. You can go either way.
I would say Cortez clearly won that third round, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dre, we've been spoiling, bro, with great battles back in the day.
Yeah, that's why now we frown upon battles. And you're right. You know what? In a way, it's like you don't seen every fucking battle, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're expecting better shit from when you hear shit of like when niggas be quick to call battles classic, I'd be like, yo, pump your fucking brakes, my nigga.
Yeah.
You calling it a classic because the shit just dropped. And you fiending to see a classic or really is a classic? I'm not sitting there watching a battle classic if it's not a classic. You know what I'm saying?
They don't know. They don't know what a classic is, Dre.
No. Like, niggas tell me Charlie Clips and T-Rex is a classic. I'm like, that's not a classic because it takes two participants for a battle to be a classic. And Rex is the homie, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yep. I gotta go back and watch some more battles, man. Some of the old ones again. It's tough watching the old ones and then watching the new ones, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to go back and watch like a Hitman and Cortez and then like, shit, man, watch this Hitman and Conceited one real quick. Like, fuck.
You know, my homeboy told me the other day, he was like, yo, throughout the years he had A-Verb being Hitman. And he was like, he was watching that shit about a month ago. My man hit me. He was like, I got Hitman winning. I was like, word? He was like, yo, Dre, just watch that shit again. And you will see Hitman. I'm like, really, though? He said, even the third. He said, nah, I gave Hitman the third round. But the first two rounds, I gave Verb the third round. But the first two rounds, he gave it to Holla and shit.
Yeah. Man, it's just some of those battles out there, man. You can rewatch. That's how good they are. You know, a lot of those Dre are from back before, like years ago. I don't get that a lot these days.
Nah,
I can't. There's not a lot of battles.
Nah.
Yeah, that I can watch. That's just like shit.
And you know what?
Like,
shout out to Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds. He's a homie and shit. But I know he was on here. He was saying he didn't really like Lux and Holla too much. I like that battle a lot, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was one of the best battles last year. Top five.
Crazy.
Definitely. Both of us had them in our top fives. You had them in your top five. And I had that shit in my top five either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm about to call the guest real quick. Give me 1 second.
Word.
All right.
Suck it free.
Yo, and we got the guest on right here. Welcome back. What is it now? The three-time defending King of the Dot champion, fresh out of his win against Sharone Blackout Fire. Welcome back, Pat State, man. What's good, bro?
Just chilling, man. Just sitting there taking a shit, man. Just chilling, you know, hanging out.
That's Pat State.
Everything's good, man. Everything's always good with me, my friend.
That's what it is.
Let's start it off, man. Vishram, 3-time defending champion. Once again, the crowd, the stage presence, everything from past day was top-notch, A1. Were you expecting more from him? Because to me, it's a clear win. I mean, you got 4 out of the 5 votes. Were you expecting more from him?
Nah. I mean, I expected him to do his absolute best, and that's what he did. He did that. You know, that's as far as, as far as he can go. You know what I mean? I'm not saying taking anything away from him, but, like, you know, like, you know, he got as technical as he can get. I mean, he kind of sold himself in the third round or whatever. But, you know, that's, everyone has a lesson to be learned and stuff like that. But, you know, he did well. And I think to a lot of people, he got round two. And technically, kind of, I even think that too in a certain way. But certain people don't really understand what I do. And I do it for a reason. And there's a reason why I have a wider, broader fans than most people, is because when I do those round twos, it's for the people that aren't like me, you, and everybody on the phone and probably listening to this battle, that actually just want to sit down and, you know, have some laughs and regular entertainment. They don't have to Google a punchline and be like, I don't really know what a bucket is, you know, like all this type of shit. You know, they don't care about that type of shit, you know, because you can't even really introduce new people to battles at all. You have to completely school them on all the new terminology. All these new bars are so like complex to them. So that's why I structure my shit so strategically. Like round one, you know, I'm barring out on everybody. But round two, I'm doing some jokey shit, some swag, you know, entertainment to everyone. And round three, getting personal, just kind of finish him. You know what I mean?
That's never changed from Pat.
Never changed. I've always done it the whole time. I've been doing this forever, and how many people I've talked to, like, you know, really, really good battle rappers that are like, yo, you have the perfect formula, and people can't make fun of you for it, because it's the reason why you have so many different fans, like from bar addicts to fucking 60-year-old lawyers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pat, what's good, my G? Let me holler at you right quick, homie. All right.
Uh-huh.
Before the battle, I got to keep it a stack. I said Sharon was going to beat you 2-1. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these idiots.
I know, but you know what? I understand. You might have been sick that weekend and stuff like that. People have their ups and downs.
Yo, Zach, I'm going to keep it real, man. I fuck with both of y'all, first of all. Let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? And the easy thing is to pick Pat Stay to win the battle. Come on, let's be real. Everybody's going to pick Pat Stay to win the battle. I was kind of going with the underdog a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the underdog.
That's not true. More people thought he was going to win. More people thought he was going to win.
I think,
I swear to God.
You know what it is, Pat? I think people wanted him to beat you. That's why they picked him. But realistically speaking, if you ask them, what, like, you feel me? Because even me, Pat, I was like, come on, Jay. You really picked Sharon? And I fuck with Sharon, man. Don't get it fucked up. I just felt Sharon didn't go at you the way I thought he was going to go at you and shit. You know what I mean? All that.
Look at him talking
to you. Like, that shit ain't really hit to me. This motherfucking Pat Stay is styling on this man in the third round, walking around this man, making him, like, talking like to him like his little son and shit, his little brother. I'm like, damn, Sharon, I'm going to get bullied. But not like this, bro.
Pat was in the crib. Pat was in the crib during this battle, just rehearsing his rounds. That's exactly what it seemed like. It was extremely comfortable. And that, now, here's my counter to what Dre said. My thought is that I don't think Sharon switched what he had. I just feel like it's not the same when you're up against someone like Pat Stay. In my opinion, he hasn't been up against someone with that crowd presence, that control. It's just, it doesn't come off the same. It's very different. He didn't switch anything.
It happens to everyone. I told him what's going to happen before the battle. I said, you're going to realize, man, this is natural versus mechanical. And when you go up there with all your practice shit and you've been doing in the mirror for 3 weeks, I'm going to go up there and melt like butter, and you're going to feel that shit, and you're going to feel what it's really like to, you know what I mean, to have a natural versus technical. You know what I mean? It's just something you can't be taught. It's, you know, you can study battles all you want. You can just learn all the basic fundamentals. You can just do it until you've mocked every battle rapper and collected every different style into one. But when you've got something natural in front of you, that's just something you can't beat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Hold on, before you go, I gotta say one more thing. Pat, I gotta disagree one thing you said after the battle. And I don't know if you was doing this just be, you know, you showing Sharon love, I don't know, but you said that Sharon was your toughest match.
No.
I think I was just being a nice guy. Come on now.
Okay, you're being a nice guy. Okay, no doubt. No, I leave it alone, brother. Okay, I feel you. You're being a nice guy. Okay, I get it.
But he did good, man. I really thought he did good. And, like, I'm one of these guys, man. Like, you ever beat somebody up in a fight so bad that you're like, that you just want to, like, buy him a beer afterwards and you give him the benefit. Like, man, I'd be like, man, I won't even lie. Got me. That almost hit me when really you just feel really bad. So, like, afterwards, like, if you guys noticed, you guys won't even be able to feel it, man. If you were there, like, so many people came up to me afterwards, and they're just like, oh, my God. Like, in that third round when I'm right there, like I am everything you've ever wanted to be. And I'm like, I'm just a more superior human besides this. He knows it, too, and it eats him alive. Like, if you actually watch it again, he's shaking his head like, no. He's shaking his head at me like, no. Like, it was the most personal shit that someone could ever take in. It's like, I'm just this big man looking in his eyes like, I am everything. It was just such a bully moment. Like, you know what I mean? And people there felt that they were like, oh, my God. Like, you didn't have to say anything after that. It was just like, bro, like, you just really, really hurt this kid, right? So, anyways, what I'm getting to is, like, after the battle, I wanted to give him props because I did feel like I gave him a little bit of more of a spanking, you know what I mean? So, fucking. But he did super good, man. Yeah, you know, he really fucking did. He did as good as Sharon can do. And regardless of, some shit, whatever he felt like he needed to do, I'm proud of him, and I hope I hope he's not hurting himself too bad about it right now, you know?
I was surprised by the amount of 2-1s I saw saying Sharon got it for 2-1. I couldn't see that. I didn't know what battle was being watched. I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I think the way that that's thrown out is by the 4-1 decision. For the time.
Every single person I asked behind me, just to confirm it, every single person was like, "What do you mean? Like, you know, you won, bro. Like, this is you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's not a fucking question, right? So, and it's not that I'm in Toronto. He's way closer to Toronto than I'm from. Like, you know, he's a hero, bro. Like, honestly, man, before the battle, when people were like, "Oh, everybody makes some noise for Sharon, makes some noise for Pat, who do you think's gonna win?" They made more noise for Sharon, but I'm not going to sit here, you know, I don't want to kick a fucking, beat a dead horse and all that, so, or I guess it'll be like a pony or whatever, but beat it, you know, fucking. You know.
Oh, damn, Pat. Damn.
Pat,
me and my, we
were talking about who's next. Now, we have a couple people we want to see you against, and we're going to name them off right now, okay? We're going to name them off.
Okay.
Who we think should be next. Now, we both think that Big K, Pat Stay versus Big K.
Word.
I like Big K. Yeah, I do that, man. I don't think it's going to be the next move, but I do that. I like Big K, like, as a person. I party with that motherfucker in Arizona. He's cool as hell. I like him, man. We had some good laughs, and he's cool. I like that cat, and he's on a killing spree. I don't think he'd be but you know what that would just be? It would just be a bully match, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. People people don't realize this, man, until they tell me afterwards, like, that shit never, ever works with me, man. And it's not that I'm going to look like a big, crazy guy. It just doesn't. Like, name one battle rapper that's got like that with me. I guess Arsenal pulled it off a little bit, but still, it just didn't look right when he's up in my face. Like, I'll fuck you up. And people are just like, I can't see it. You know what I mean? So, I'm not saying I would just beat the shit out of the Big K and that. It's not even on some physical shit. It just doesn't come across. So he usually battles little guys, right? It just sounds so hard coming across. But like, if I'm like 6'5", like 260 pounds, like in your face, and be like, oh, pistol, you know, all this crazy shit, people are just like, I don't know. Like, I think Pat might fucking just knock you out.
I'm not even going to go off on the size. I think you and Big K on bars alone and the bully shit, I think that shit would be a good idea.
I didn't mean to take anything away from Big K. And he's dope. And I don't think it would be a walk in the park at all, man. And he's really good, man. So, you know, I would consider it. I mean, I'd rather do it just for something to do, but I don't know. But, like, I don't think that would be my next step. But
we're just trying to think who's next. Like,
give him another name, Simbo.
You
give him another name,
like,
Simbo. Come on.
Also, what about Illmatic? With Illmatic,
what about Hollow the Don?
See, but that was supposed to happen. That was supposed to happen before.
It's gonna happen. We're gonna make that shit happen. You know what I mean? So we'll make
shit.
That happen.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying right now it's locked in. I'm saying let's make that happen. I know Hollow's down to do it, and He got shit to do, and I respect that man. So he got shit to do. Take care of shit. I'm not in any type of rush. I got Calico in May, so I have to whoop his ass real quick. So I got time after.
Okay.
What I mean? So.
Yeah. No. I wanted to see that, and you were up here explaining about the whole Joe Budden thing, where you're like, yo, man, go do what you need to do. Like, that's Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Go do what you need to do. We'll meet. We will meet, and I'm still down to see that battle. I'd love to.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I think is going to happen after. By the way, I sound like a little bitch right now because I lost my voice, so don't mistake me. I know you keep thinking that you're still on the phone with Sharon and shit like that, but I just, I lost my voice.
Damn.
I'm just joking. I'm joking, man. The kid is fine, man. He's fine.
I fuck with you, bro.
That Sharon impersonation, though. Oh, crack the heater. Yo, that shit had me dying, Pat.
Yo, I had a lot more, too. I actually had. Yeah.
No, go ahead, brother.
I almost had a whole round of impersonations, like, don't you miss me, you go shoot weapons, my whole crew stepping, they'll show you haven't got a click to get rid of clips like a pro tool session. No, you don't. Like, it's like, witness face the whole fuck time. Just like, because I really wanted to speak to him. Like, here's the thing. I don't fucking have a problem with gun bars. I've spit gun bars. I mean, there's a big difference, but I mean, like, and that's cool if he does. And I'm not even one of those guys like, oh, I hate gun bars. I'm not one of those guys. But it's like, my point, I really wanted to talk to him. It's like, bro, like, have some confidence in yourself. Like, you used to be that guy. Like I said in the battle, I'm just skinny and smart. I don't think that I'm hard. I know I'm a nerd, so I live with that car. Like, what a walking contradiction you are. Like, you stop it. Like, embrace that nerdy guy. You don't see. That's when you sell yourself short. If you just embrace who you are, like Kid Twist came back. He had a wicked performance. He didn't change who he was. Hollow of the Dawn didn't really switch over. Lux is the same guy. Like, these guys that are big guys. Because they're authentic people. And I've made this point already, but these people that will last is because they're staying the same. Head Ice didn't really switch over to fucking, all the hazard sign bars that Sharon does, like putting his hands in the air, spelling everything out, looking like he's blocking himself from, or like stalking a shelf or doing the crazy shit he does with his hands and pointing out every fucking punchline he does. Like, stop it, man. Embrace who you are. If you would have embraced it, I guess he did embrace the nerd shit a little bit against me. Like, well, fucking everybody. Everybody thinking you're a skinny little pest. Man, come on. Like, God damn. Like, I hate that shit. I can't stand when people do that shit. Like, the Big Sugar. Like, what do you know about, getting kicked in the hall? What do you know about your girl leaving you for a black guy because your dick is too small? It's like, bro, like, stop. This real cracker
like
shit. It's like, nah,
Pat,
man. It's big.
Pat, I did like that.
You like
though,
that
bro.
Shit?
Let me tell you what
I don't
Pat,
like people who
Pat,
put down their own
why.
Race. That's being.
Nah, Pat, let me keep it real. As a black man, let me tell you why I fucks with it. All right, let's be real. We talk real facts here in PSA Radio. You got a cat like Sharon, right? Who both of y'all are white brothers, but you're more. You got a little swag on you. You can tell Pat ain't really no soft dude and shit. You know what I mean? Cats look at Sharon now, and the first thing we do is stereotype, whether it's right or wrong. We say Sharon got that nerdy look and shit. So to him, to face a bully like Shug and flip that shit around. I thought that shit was dope, my dude. I can't even front, Pat. Real talk.
Okay, no, I enjoyed it, too, but I just wish he wasn't like, that's real cracker shit. That's real cracker shit. That's like, that's what white people go through. It's like, nah, dog. Like,
Pat, he couldn't say the N-word, so he had to say that, though, Pat. He couldn't say the N-word, so he got to say that. You know what I mean?
Well, because he's not black, but I mean, he could have just been like, that's what I go through. That's what my life is. But instead of, because that was cool.
Okay.
That was a flip. But instead of being like, oh, it's real cracker shit, I just don't like, how he'll battle Sugar. And he's like, oh, I'm the little fucking nerd with a small dick and get my fucking books knocked over and a little piece of shit. And then he'll battle somebody else, like Kruger, who's the underdog to him, and be like, I'll rip out your fucking spleens. And it's like, man, just choose somebody. Stop degrading yourself. Like, saying to me, like, what do you know about being, people thinking you're a skinny little pest? It's like, hey, you know what? Guess what? I was skinny when I was young. You know what? Only difference was I was never a little bitch. It's like, just because you're skinny don't mean you're a little bitch. You know what I mean? And I'm not even disrespecting him right now. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, Sharon, man, you have, just respect yourself a little more than that. Like, you don't have to put yourself down. I don't get up there like, actually, I'm just a pretty well put together human, so I can't even think about it. In
Pat, is that self deprecation shit just for like some cheap laughs and some cheap like applause?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sharon is,
Pat,
yeah. Yeah. He,
here's another
he
name.
Does do that.
Hold on. Now, here's another name we tried to throw at you earlier before. What about you and Illmatic, Margie?
I think that'd be a great battle. I mean, Illmatic, he's good. He's one of my favorite writers. I think he should. I think he should be every one of everybody's favorite writers. He's amazing. He's probably one of those guys who could beat me. Because you know how he's so small, but he got hurt. He's not gonna be. He's not gonna come up to me like, "What do you know about like fucking doing the limbo, standing up? What do you know about fucking your little fucking dick and midget little man and blood?" Like, he's not gonna do that. He's gonna come with some fucking pride. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So,
right.
Yeah, he'd have a real good chance beating me.
Is
but then again, you know,
few,
I mean,
is there very few left in the pack that gets you in that like in that mode? Like you said, you know, hollow because that's been coming for a while. But you know, for Sharone, you said you were in it. Like this, it gives you something to write. Is there a few left?
I needed to teach. I needed to teach him a lesson. I needed to teach him a lesson. I really mean that, guys. I'm not being a battle rapper right now. I really
right.
need it. I
right.
needed to talk to that young man.
You
I needed to talk to that young man.
I can respect
you know?
That, man.
Yeah. Mm. And I needed to talk to you because you really doubted me, right? I needed to show people like you.
No, Pat, hold on, Pat. Pat, let me be real with you, my dude. I never doubt you because I'm the first one to say, yo, I'm going to be real, Pat. I used to be like, yo, I want to see Pat battle some brothers and shit. He battled Arsenal, did his thing. He battled Head Ice, did his thing. He battled Alpha, did
battle.
His thing. Yeah, and those battles
battle
are fucking fire, my G. Damn,
battle
man. Damn, Pat, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you, man. But, Pat, let me ask you a question, though. What was this thing about Hollahan? We heard through the grape. We ain't throwing names out here on PSA, but we heard through the grape that Hollahan wanted to get on the stage and he couldn't, though.
It's a long story. It's kind of, and it ain't
okay.
really nothing at the end of the day, you know.
All right.
It ain't nothing to shed light on. You know, people fucking, they make decisions and shit fucks up for them and I feel bad. I wish that people would make smarter decisions and bad things come to, you know, I don't know. It's a bad situation and I heard all the interviews and all the little things going around and to be honest, like there's not one inch of me that wants to be like, respond or like, everyone knows the real deal, and I don't have to respond. I'm going to sit back and take a shit real comfortably and do my damn thing because at the end of the day, I'm the king, and everybody, and people know the truth, and I don't even feel the need to express everything. So, you know, shouts to them guys. You know, I hope,
right.
you know, they, you know, whatever, ain't beating themselves up too much or nothing like that, and it is what it is. I'm talking about Sharone right now because I know he shouldn't, you know, he made a big mistake. I mean, come on, like, don't get me laughing here. Like, think about the stuff he was saying, you know? Like, bro, he was like, when he went, he was 18, he went to jail for pushing his sister down the stairs. It's like, really? Like, really? Like, I went to jail for pushing my sister down the stairs. And he's like, yeah, we're on a sucker-free protective custody. I talked to him about it. Like, he's like, oh, you know, it was a joke to protect him. But I was like, yeah, that's not really a joke where I'm from, man. Like, And you know damn well I traveled to Sweden like 3 times last year. Like, you don't really travel with criminal records, especially – I've never been to jail, for fuck's sake, in my life. So, you know, it's kind of just – it was just a bad move what he did, you know. And I know he's had about, you know, 12 interviews already expressing how angry he is. And I just want him to know that, you know, this is a learning experience for him. And he's really, you know, just digging his own ditch with this shit, like just keep on going on about it, like – he's really trying to discredit what I did and thinking that someone was outside his hotel room and heard his bars. I never heard his bars. I never knew what the fuck he was going to say. I just knew what the plot was going to be, and it just wouldn't have ended up, and it just wouldn't have ended up good. And, you know, it is a battle for $10,000 and, you know, for the culture, it just wasn't a smart idea. So that's all. And, hopefully he learns a lesson from it and he got a good spanking and stuff like that and he comes back stronger. That's all right.
Pat, one more question about it. I know this isn't something we're going to harp on too much. I got one more question about it. Would you have even been interested in a part two battle at all?
Nah. Well, here, before I answer, what would you?
No. Personally.
No. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to
It's not
in my interest. And that's not even saying because he sucks or anything like that. It's just not in my interest, right? So,
Does not do rematches.
My bad. No, I'm a guy like me. I'm not a bitter guy. I'm not like I actually wish the best for everyone. And I know that was a bad move. That really shouldn't have happened. Like, as luckily it didn't go down full time or whatever. But it is what it is. And I wish everyone the fucking best. I don't give a fuck. I'm a blessed guy, man. So I'm happy where I'm at, and I just wish everyone would kind of think through the decisions first. I think that personally, if I was them, or we'll just say even just Sharon, that just keep it to themselves and just let what happened happen, and stop mentioning it and stuff like that, and let it go, and just come back strong. You know what I mean? Instead of just kind of shitting on yourself, digging a grave.
So Calico is next, of course. Is there anything that's in the works? Obviously we're fresh off the title match already, but is there anything that you can see in the near future of being like, all right, well, this title match will be great? Or, like you've been saying, nothing is crazy inspiring to you but Hollow, but battling Hollow for that.
Well, I can't even really think anybody else. Like, that's the reason, I didn't even want to do Sharon, for fuck's sakes. After Calico, I'm actually interested in, because he's a G, and he's a big guy, he's like my size, and his stuff will come off serious, right? Hollow, and then I don't know who else. If somebody asked me to battle Loaded Lux right now, I wouldn't even be interested that much, because I'd do it, but it's because it's just not a good style clash, He's gonna go on
style,
a boat for three rounds about
the style
how
mess,
crack
yeah,
kill and stuff like that, right?
I'd like to see Pat,
I'm more interested in other matches. So what's up?
No, go ahead. Other matches, go ahead. I want to hear this. Go ahead.
No, I'm interested in other matches, man. I've seen in I don't know, whatever. We can name off cool matches all day, but I can't really think of anything for myself right now, man. I don't think there's that many good matches for me, man. I'm not saying I'm the greatest. I'm just saying, stylistic match, clash wise. You know what I'm saying?
Were you able to
maybe
see other battles that night?
Maybe Sharon should battle Hollahan or something like that. Maybe that will work out or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, for them two. Who knows? That kind of makes sense, wouldn't it? I'm not even being a clown. At least it has a story to it or something like that, So,
yeah.
It'd be good for them,
Were you able to see the other battles that night? And if you were, if you did, what battles interest you and shit?
Bro, I see the battles. I sit right up with the fans. I'll push over, I'll sneak right in. Hey, can I sit here for a second? They're like, yeah. And they don't even realize it's me until 5 minutes in, and I'm making fun of people. I see the battles. I like Head Ice versus Serious Jones. That was great. Head Ice had a fucking crazy performance. He meant what he was saying. He really meant what he was saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that. Head Ice is my favorite battler, so. Yeah.
Okay. Pat, I'm going to keep it real, bro. Is it me? Or when you watching that battle, it looked like fucking Ice wanted to fucking buff out Serious Jones, my G. He really looked like he had anger. Like, when he battled you, he wasn't trying to get in your face. He was, in his ear and shit, my dude. I'm like, damn, is Ice going to
That's because,
this
yo,
battle?
They grew up in the same they grew up in the same building together in Harlem in the same gang. Yo, a second ago it just said 90 seconds. Am I going to get cut off or some shit?
No, you're good.
All right, it just said 90 seconds in my ear for some reason.
Oh, you're good, man. Oh, I hear it.
We got
15 minutes, man. You're good. Don't even trip.
Yeah. Well, not like I got to rush things up to say. I'm just like, I feel like I'm on the phone.
I liked Head Ice and you. That was one of my favorites, to be honest with you.
Roan. How about Roan? Roan versus who did he battle? Big T? How'd you like that?
Big T, that was cool. That was cool. That was a good battle. That was a good battle and shit.
I've been pushing Roan for a minute now, ever since our battle. You know what I mean? I think Roan is one of the best. He's so great, man. He's such a good performer. He's got great breath control, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but it means a lot. He's really witty. You can't beat him. It's hard to beat him. It's not like Sharon, like, for example, you can get at him for being a nerd, you know, Roan's just a super comfortable, like, you'd call him a guy, a frat boy or something like that, but he's just a super comfortable person. You know what I mean? He's the man. He's quick, witty, and I hope that he gets the next title shot. I know him and Cerrón kind of had a little, you know, whatever in the press conference or something like that, and I think that'd be great. I think Roan would have an extremely Cerrón would have an extremely hard time with Roan. I think anyone would. So would I. Roan said he messaged me today, actually. He said that he would have battled Cerrón, but he said, I beat him so bad that he doesn't think anybody's going to have any fucking interest anymore. You know what I mean? I don't think that's true. I think that he can come back. I think that he just needs to really sit back and think about his mistakes and realize that, you know, bad things come to, you know, he has a lot more talent than kind of doing the shit he had planned to do. And he could jump back up from this for sure, man. It's not, see, me, I would have had a way harder time having that little kid beat.
You all right? Let me pass. You, I gave Cerrón the second round, though, my dude. I gotta keep it funky. I did give Cerrón the second round, though.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, because exactly, I knew that. I just said that at the first of the show. You know what I mean? Because
I know. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? But I did that. You know, I could have barred out all three rounds if I wanted to. If I could have went round one all three times if I wanted, it's not like I can't. But I try to appeal to every crowd. I want all my fans to enjoy it. I know I'm better than Cerrón in every way, shape, or form, so I can do that type of stuff. I can sacrifice my second round by pleasing my core fans, you know? I can do that.
Yo, Timo, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like Pat saying, like, all right, Cerrón, we're going to play one-on-one basketball, game 10, I'm going to spot you 8 points and win 10-8.
Bro, guess what? That's who I am. I used to go around the hood, and this is. I got so many people who can vouch for me for this. I can play ball, so I used to go around and be like, "Hey man, we'll play basketball. We'll play to 11. If you get 2 points, you get the money. We'll put the $50 down right now, and I would beat them every time." You know, that's how I played too long. I knew what I was going to do, man. I made that second round for the other people, man. I could have barred up with him, man. Well, but that's a certain shit that he can't do. But did you see what I did at the end of the second round? I made it a point, like.
Right.
Like, see, set up punch. That's all you've ever done. I'm every element compressed in one. This is a battle you're going to learn a lesson from. See, it doesn't matter if you study battles, you know, all that shit. Like, see, it's not how big your build-up is. It's how you design it. It's not how many times you punch. It's the power behind it. You know, I was really speaking to him, man. So I was styling for a little bit, and it wasn't hitting, but I was letting him know, like, here, you see what I did first round? I punched more times than he did. Fucking pretty much all three rounds if you really break all that shit down, but I'm more widespread than that. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
You turned up in that third round, my dude. Damn, you turned up in that third round.
I what?
You turned up in that third round, bro.
Absolutely.
Pat, the difference with I knew right away, man. Like that stage presence and everything like that. It can't be beat. It's there's an it.
All right, Timbo. You know, you try to tell me, Timbo. I know. You try to tell your boy. You try to tell me Pat was going to win this shit. All right, my dude. I get it. You told me that. All right.
It's like the it factor, though, man. And it's the things that you can't see. But I feel what you're saying, Dre, about Cerrón. You expected more. So did I. But I just don't think there was anything different brought. I just think when you're up against someone that. It's just not going to work like that. It's not going to work.
I know. And what I feel bad the most is that he's just keep on going on about what if, and, you know, he would have won. He needs somebody by him being like, yo, this is not what you do. You're making yourself look real, real bad right now. Like, just let it go. Learn from it. You know what I mean? Because there's, you know, having someone standing in the corner like, he was acting like he had zero material other than that. Like, just having somebody sit there and be like, yeah, it's true type of shit. You know what I mean? I don't care how, you know, it might have had more of an impact, but I swear, like, as a man, like, that shit would have not looked good later on. It's not a fucking honorable thing to do in the fucking first place. We don't even have to go there, but I think it's really good that it didn't happen, and I think that he should just take it, learn from it, and realize that, you know, things happen, you know, and he, you know, he had so long to prepare for this. This meant so much to him. you know, maybe yeah. you shouldn't have done that. How are you going to complain about that your antic didn't go through? You know, don't prepare antics. Come with bars. Prove to the world what you've been trying to prove. You know what I mean? And I think that his next battle will be 10 times better for that reason alone. And I genuinely hope he learns from it and does better and stops being all bitter about it. You know what I mean? It's making him look bad. He needs somebody to tell him that. So if you hear this, Sharon, just boost back up, baby. You know what I mean?
Pat, was that Bender that came on the stage?
Yeah, I don't know what he said. I guess that's like a friend of mine. So I don't know. Was it after an acupuncture line? Because we always had an acupuncture joke, like he's something about getting AIDS from acupuncture. So I think he might have said something like that, right? But I don't remember, right?
Dude,
everyone's asking for me, like my friends, man. Like, even like my gangster friends, like, yo, what the fuck did that guy say to you when he came on? I was like, I don't know. This is my friend.
I saw Pat lean in, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, Bender's really just walking right in the middle of this battle right now. The tap up. I was like, what the fuck is this?
No, Bender's a funny one, man. That's my boy.
Man, Pat, we appreciate you, man. And salute on the three-time defending champ for King of the Dot title. And like I said, it should have been a unanimous decision. I don't see any reason for it to be. No matter what,
it just would have, you know, it would have, nothing else would have happened. I know, you know, let's just leave it at that. And shouts to whatever. I don't have to shout them out anymore, Sharon out anymore. Like, you know, I'm too nice of a guy sometimes, right? But the thing is, I'm blessed, man. Whether I won or lost, I wouldn't be bitter, man. Even if that shit happened, you know, people, actions like that speak volumes in itself, and I'm still the fucking the champ at the end of the day, and I'm sitting pretty, you know what I mean? I'm sitting good, I'm sitting comfortable, you know what I mean? So, you know, fuck it, man. I'm still the champ, and I want to let you guys know, man, let's remember this day that we're on the phone right now. I always, always, always will be the champ. So when we're talking on the phone doing another radio interview in 3 years or two years, we're going to be laughing at this moment. See, I told you, Pat, you were right, man, when you were taking a shit that time and you were telling me on the phone.
That's it, man. Yeah, salute, bro.
Yo, Pat, hold on. Before
salute.
You go, Pat. Before you go, Pat. Yeah, can we get a drop? You know what I'm saying? Just shout out PSA Radio. And, Pat, if you want to, you can be like, Dre, then I tell you I'm going to beat that boy Sharon. You can say whatever you want to see in this drop, man. The floor is yours, my brother.
What? All right. PSA Radio. Pat Stay, sucker free boss, the champ forever. Dre, I told you, sucker.
That's what it is, man. How about your boy,
I'm
Pat?
Looping that, man. I'm looping it for an entire match to end this. I'm looping that shit. Yo, Pat Stay, it's a pleasure, man. Right. Appreciate you coming up here, man. It's always a great time.
All right, God bless you, fellas, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely.
You already, Pat, man. How about your boy, man?
Right,
I fucks with Pat Stay every day.
Okay, guys.
You already, man.
All right, peace. All right,
peace.
That's I fucks with Pat Stay, B. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I fucks with Pat Stay, yo.
That's a man right there.
I fuck with
dudes,
man. Yeah, real talk. Real shit.
Were you surprised by that hollow? I wasn't surprised at him mentioning hollow. I just was surprised that that's the only one that's really...
Yo, you know what it is, Timbo? Pat, and like you said it numerous times, this man is... Who was next? So I think he's like, man, listen. I just beat Sharon, who everybody probably wanted me to lose. And so,
exactly.
I had him losing and shit. I got Sharon. Who's next? Yeah, Big K, I fucked with you. I see you out there. They seem like they're cool with each other and shit. You know what I mean? He did say Illmac, but my man, he about to buy a Calico. He's not trying to go backwards, I guess. So after Calico, Hollow, what's good, my dude? What's good? Let's dance.
I agree.
Boss.
You know
what I'm saying?
I think... Pat's at a point, three-time defending champion. Let Pat pick.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Let Pat
You ain't
pick,
gonna fuck
like,
those son. Hollow and Pat could have a C word on that shit, B.
Oh
it could be a C word.
God.
It could. No, for real. Real shit.
I agree. A strong possibility for a C word.
Most definitely.
I'm glad he's still interested in that, and hopefully Hollow. He said it's going to happen. He said
he did emphasize that.
Man, I mean, who better for Hollow to battle than the champ? That's what I'm saying.
Real shit. Real shit.
See what happens, man.
He was going in on Sharon, though, son.
Huh?
He was going in on Sharon, though. Jesus Christ, my
dude. You know what, though? But
it sounded like round four to me, my nigga. Like, this is other round. Verbally talking shit.
The best part, Dre, is even when he's doing that, he sounds calm as fuck and cool and collected.
Calm as fuck. Like, it ain't nothing, son.
He's shit for Pat, yo. It ain't shit. He did it again. You know what? Sharon has been a lot of places, though, and you know, on Twitter and social media and things like that, saying, you know, all those
Sharon,
things about...
You gotta stop bitching, my dude. Sharon, I fucked with you, but stop bitching, my nigga. You lost.
Yep.
You lost. What is 2-1? Niggas got you in 3. You lost, my nigga.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not do this. Let's not do this, Sharon. This and Pat is right. Sharon, this is 3-0, man. I fucks with you, my dude. But you can't be going on social media bitching, my nigga. No, just take the L and keep it moving. Just keep it moving.
Take the L, learn from it, keep it moving. There you go. The prophet according to Dre.
Yeah, man. I'm listening to the Pat. Yeah. I didn't know Sharon was bitching like that, my nigga. Come on, Sharon, man.
Yeah. Yo. Take it. 4-1, man. Judges even said. That should be even more of a accept it and learn from it. And I agree with
facts.
That, man. And, you know, Pat was up here talking to him. Salute
yeah,
Pat.
Son. When this interview come out, I know motherfuckers gonna be like, damn, Pat. Shit. Like that, bro.
Man, this is gonna be a goodie. We might have to drop this.
Yeah.
We might have to drop this tonight, Dre. What do you think?
Yeah, son, I think we should, brother. That's on you, fam. You make the shot. Go ahead and do that, man. You know what I mean?
You're right. We're going to drop this tonight for the culture. For the culture, Dre.
For the culture. You know what I mean?
For the culture. Mm. We're going to drop this shit tonight, past day, the three-time King of the Dot champ interview, post-battle interview, man. You already know what the fuck it is.
Word.
Where else would it happen? Where else would this interview happen, Dre?
Word, right here. You already
PSA
know,
Radio,
man. Real.
Right the fuck here, PSA Radio. Pat fucks with us. We fuck with Pat. That
word.
Drop he gave is going to be on loop for a minute after this interview at the end. So get ready for that shit on YouTube. Man, salute to Pat today. You already know what the fuck it is, man. And PSA boys, I'm sorry, Dre, we had to do it, but you get to take it out, man.
Yo, man, you know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Yo, we get y'all Calico, Kid Capri, Lord Jamar, Pat Stay twice up on this motherfucker, man. I mean, T-Rex. T-motherfucking Rex. Hollahan. You feel me? Come on, man. We out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
No question. Let's get it, man. This shit dropping soon. Let's go.
Peace.
We out.